This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Eugene residents can participate in guided neighborhood walks that focus on issues around urban planning. These tours are called Jane's Walks, named for Jane Jacobs, who's been influential in city planning since the mid-20th century. I spoke with University of Oregon architecture professor Howard Davis and assistant city planner Eric Brown. I asked Davis to tell us more about Jane Jacobs.
Well, Jane Jacobs was a writer, really, a journalist who was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and then made her way to New York City and was writing for this magazine called Architectural Forum. And she lived in Greenwich Village, and this is during the 50s and early 60s, and she wrote a very influential book on the basis of really living in this place and looking out her window down at the street, and the book was called The Death and Life of Great American Cities, and this book was one of the most influential books in city planning of the 20th century, right? But she was not trained as a planner. She was not trained as an architect. She was a writer who was really writing on the basis of her own intuitions about the city and what she was seeing looking out her window.
So was it sort of a critique?
It was a critique of city planning as it was practiced in the middle of the 20th century, which really was based on big projects, big buildings, wiping out neighborhoods and trying to develop a kind of ideal city, right, that turned out to be very divorced from human life and the ordinary life of the city. And what she really taught us to respect was that ordinary life, you know, the people who are on the street and children and shopkeepers watching out for children and all the little things that really add up to make the city what it is on a human level, right, but which really were completely neglected by planners and architects who were practicing in around that time in the 50s and 60s.
Eric, do you think as a city, Eugene can learn from what Jane Jacobs observed and her writing around planning?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Jane Jacobs has been extremely influential in modern planning practice. We have changed our approach quite a bit and put citizens at the center of planning in a way that we didn't in the 50s and 60s. And Jane Jacobs, it was her influence in a large part that brought that to the planning field.
She was not only a writer, but she was also an activist, right? And she really saw her writing as a means for people themselves to get involved. And she was really the best example of that because at the time that she was writing and doing her work, there were all these ideas put forward mostly by Robert Moses, who was the planning commissioner of New York at the time, to wipe out whole neighborhoods and plow freeways, highways through these old neighborhoods. And she thought this is wrong, which of course it was, but she helped to mobilize lots of people to oppose these plans and was successful in saving a lot of New York, which is really regarded to be pretty valuable stuff right now.
This is KLCC News. We're speaking with University of Oregon Professor Howard Davis and City of Eugene Assistant Planner Eric Brown. And so what's happening in Eugene?
So this is the second year that Eugene will be participating in a global event called Jane's Walks. We're hosting 5 walks across the city over the course of 3 days. Citizen-led walking tours where residents are able to show off their neighborhood, talk about the things that make them great, talk about things that need to be improved, and build community with fellow Eugenians who will be able to attend these free citizen-led walking tours.
What neighborhoods will they be taking place in?
So the first, we're really honored that the Lane Arts Council First Friday Arts Walk will be part of the festival again this year. So that will be downtown, and Mayor Lucy Vinnis will be leading that walk. So that will be great for the festival. We also have a walk on campus looking at the ideas of Christopher Alexander, as well as Jefferson West Side, looking at missing middle housing, which is an idea that's kind of percolating through the community right now around appropriately sized housing for smaller households and aging baby boomers and millennials who are looking for smaller places. And then we also have a walk in East Skinner Butte, historic neighborhood.
Eric Brown is with the City of Eugene. Howard Davis is a professor of architecture at the U of O. Eugene participates in Jane's Walks this Friday and Saturday. You can find a link to more information at our website, klcc.org. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.